Hey everyone, welcome back to Science Weekly, where we dive into the weirdest and wildest corners of the natural world. I'm your host Maya, and today we're headed back to the beat because we're talking about Ronan, the California sea lion from UC Santa Cruz, who just might have better rhythm than you do. Seriously, stay tuned to learn more. Alright, so back in 2013, Ronan made a splash when researchers at UCSC's Long Marine Lab discovered she could bob her head to a beat. Not only that, she could adjust her rhythm to music she'd never heard before. This was huge. It challenged major theories in the field of biomusicality, which studies how different species perceive rhythm and music. Most scientists thought only vocal mimics like humans and parrots could keep a beat, but Ronan, she danced right past that assumption without ever needing to mimic sounds. Fast forward to now, Ronan's back in a brand new study published May 1st in Scientific Reports, and guess what? She's still got it. In fact, she's even better. Researchers say Ronan now keeps tempo with such precision, she's hitting the beat within 15 milliseconds. That's a tenth of the time it takes you to blink. Think about that. To put her performance in perspective, UCSC researchers asked 10 human undergrads to match beats with their arms, just like Ronan does with her head bobs. The result? Ronan was more consistent, at all tempos. They even modeled how 10,000 humans might perform in the same task, and Ronan scored in the 99th percentile. Not bad for a 170-pound sea lion, right? Now let's talk about how Ronan got here. She wasn't born in a lab. She was born in the wild in 2008, but stranded multiple times due to malnutrition. After her third rescue, yes, the one where she was spotted waddling down Highway 1, regulators declared her non-releasable and she was adopted by UCSC in 2010. So cute. Since then, she's lived in the university's pinniped lab, where scientists like Dr. Colleen Reichmuth and Dr. Peter Cook have helped her participate in all kinds of research, from memory studies to sensory biology. The cool part? Ronan participates completely voluntarily. Every session starts when she decides to climb onto her station and signal she's ready. If she's not feeling it, that's fine. There's no punishment, just a sea lion chilling in her pool. Now, this isn't about teaching animals party tricks. Researchers like Cook and Reichmuth are trying to understand how brains process rhythm and why. Ronan's performance suggests rhythm perception might not require vocal mimicry after all. Instead, with the right environment, support, and training, maybe more species can tap into their inner groove. The study even raises a fun question. If Ronan can dance, why can't dogs? Cook says it's not that they can't. It's that no one really tries to teach him rhythm in a structured way. He believes if we spent time training a border collie like we've trained Ronan, they might surprise us too. So what does Ronan's beat perfect performance teach us? That brains, human and non-human, are full of surprises. That rhythm isn't just about music, but about cognition, maturity, memory, and motivation. And that sometimes the best discoveries start with a head bob and a Backstreet Boys beat. Well, that's all for today's episode of Science Weekly. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at UCSC Slugcast and stay tuned for more episodes. Until next time, don't forget to take it easy on yourself. Bye!